display. So now this is a new recording. Okay, we're dropping.
Oh, decaf, you fuck me so good with that big black cock.
Yeah, decaf.
I think we just got in trouble.
Oh, did we?
He jacked up three times. What? Oh. What did she say? Because I didn't hear that. I gotta download my own podcast to hear what she said.
She said, fuck me with that big black dick decaf.
That show's fucking
awesome. Oh, my God. It's hilarious. All right. Spankwagon Radio Buffer Overrun. Definitely not the normal show.
Oh, my God. You got to edit out that fucking...
That's hilarious. And by the way, you know, the thing is half of the people in the chat room are here for King Hash. Half of them are here for us because we're not going off of the video yet. This is hilarious. So, King Hash is in the chat room. He has no clue. What King Hash is missing right now is that nice ass. Fucking nice ass. All right.
That
so,
shit was fantastic.
Oh, man. So, yeah, Spankwagon, I don't even know what Murph wants to do. He wanted to do a buffer overrun, but I don't even know what we're doing because we're not really playing much music. We're not doing much of anything else for tonight's show. And then he just ran off. He must have had to go jack off in the bathroom. Hey, you know, Hesh is in the chat room just saying it was Friday the 13th, so those of you listening live to Hesh, yeah. He's going to play, like, the Jason theme constantly. That's his bit for tonight. And then and next month on Friday the 13th, he'll play it again. Because that's his bit.
Is he doing a show now?
He's doing a show from the comforts of his home studio. So he's in.
So he has a hanger and some foil paper or some shit.
Yeah, the Hesh cabana, you know, lead paint on the walls so that way the heat cameras can't see, the FLIR cameras can't see the grow room. You know, I mean, he's not stupid. He's well planned out. So yeah, it's
man. I wish you guys were here earlier to get to see. Oh my gosh, she was just. Oh, is she coming out?
I don't know. God, I hope so.
Well, is she coming out?
I don't know. I saw her bend over.
Oh, winner.
Wow. How do you sneak a peek? Yeah.
You can say whatever you want, dude.
No. I just got a request from Sunshine.
Thank you,
Sunshine. I want to thank. No, I just got a request from Sunshine. She said, right. Sunshine Star said she was wondering if she could do the boy girl. And then we could put film in the camera and do the gangbang. So are you guys up for it?
But I should make that clear. He means are you up for it?
I've been up since she walked in the door.
All right. Well, Gerald noticed.
Oh, why would he be paying it? Oh,
that's all right. Well, as soon as you said decaf, my load already blew down my side of my fucking.
Oh shit! You know, I just realized something in the chat room because we're hijacking the chat room now. Rob at Liquor Store just said decaf needs to be in on this gangbang, and none of the Hesh listeners because we're hijacking their chat room.
Over. We said fuck it, we're going right. Long.
So we're hijacking a radio show's chat room for our video show, and this is going to get interesting. Oh, this is going to get funny.
Attention, Spankwagon listeners or viewers, make the Hesh dudes fucking pay. Make them wish they were watching our stream and not listening to greasy hair bands.
Don't stop believing. Hesh. Oh my God, that is awesome! So, Murph, I know that we lost because of us. We lost our wireless. They took the bug out of the room.
I hope. She
I think it's because
here.
We laughed.
But they were trying to be funny.
I know.
We should petition for going back in. We'll keep quiet. We promise.
She said DK.
Here, here. We're getting all the mics all fucking mixed up.
Trencher, we have to petition to have that back in the room.
Well, I don't want to. You know.
Well, tell him we can be quiet.
Oh, yeah, as we stand in the way. Hello. Yeah, like three fucking stooges stand in the way. Hey, look, pussy.
As you take the peeks and shit, not sharing.
I had to come out of the bathroom.
Oh, that excuse.
Wow.
Yeah, Scope is in the chat pointing out, yeah, I thought I heard something about the porn stars getting off a couple times. So,
nice. We lost the, oh, man.
I know.
What happened?
We lost the bug. It's out here. Oh, why is the bug out here? Ask me.
I don't know.
I have no clue.
Somebody is loud as shit.
Yeah, but we are loud as shit. Come on, we're loud motherfuckers.
We're
it's
laughing.
What we do.
Me, you can't even hear my laugh.
God damn it. Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir, we promise we'll be quiet.
We'll be good.
We'll be good.
We'll be behaved.
Oh, Jesus. And here goes her story. He's already starting up again.
You know.
Oh, well. You know what? Really it's someone else's
bro.
Show.
Anyway.
It's someone else's show.
So, wow, folks. So it's been a great week.
Get the camera off me.
As far as like the show Spankwagon itself goes, it's a pretty good show.
Week after week, I'm going to say we've been, to take a
Knock
baseball analogy, we've been pulling an A-Rod. No, wait. we've been, you know, we've been sticking it. Oh, no. dude, I this show we come fully juiced. No.
This show we can't hit anything in the month of October. No.
Still very true sometimes.
That's how I knew when that Yankees player, when his plane hit the building.
That's right.
How I knew it wasn't A-Rod, because that guy can't hit anything. Let's talk about that for a minute.
Talk about A-Rod?
Yeah, let's talk about A-Rod. I mean,
and the photos. Did you see the photos in that club?
I didn't see any photos.
Oh, yeah.
What I did see, though, was the interview.
You're going to lose your tripod. Your corner is coming off the table.
It's fine. What I did see was the interview he gave with Peter Gammons, where he was apologizing without actually apologizing. Something that struck me as kind of interesting throughout that entire thing. He kept saying, oh, in Texas, if to say, yeah, because I wouldn't dare do anything in New York, a much bigger stage than Texas with a much larger paycheck.
Well, but it was Texas that got him up there. And you know what? That's the thing. Now, he basically sold himself on what I think would be considered false pretenses. He sold himself on being a player of certain caliber or certain stature, but he was juicing.
Here's my question then, because I like the point of view that I heard from a couple of people. Now, if Hank Aaron, Mickey Mantle, all these players from the past had a chance to make $40, $50, $60 million for juicing up and getting better at the game, would they have fucking took advantage of that opportunity?
I would actually have to say that Hank Aaron would not.
You know him? You know what I'm saying?
You know what? I've seen enough interviews and read enough stuff about the guy.
But that's a different era in baseball.
Well, that's
that
what
was
I mean.
The alcoholic era.
And that's the thing. Where
guys like me could hit 40 home runs.
Exactly.
And that's why everyone's saying that it's because everyone holds the record so, you know, to this valuable super, you know, stature that's why the steroids is, you know, in baseball compared to not, you know, they do spit steroids in many sports. But in baseball, because they have all these old records going back to the 1800s, that's why it's such talked about compared to other sports.
But here's the thing. Records are made to be broken. Records are intended to be topped, but you do it the right way.
Okay, you know what the problem is, though, is once you get to a certain point, it's going to be physically impossible to break a record. It's going to be physically and mathematically impossible to break the record. Now, what I like is the fact that this, you know, these cheaters, these drug users, these addicts, you know, and I'm not saying they're drug addicts. I'm saying they're addicted to, you know, that record. To Decaf's point, I think
they're addicted to the fame.
They're addicted to the fame involved with the record. They're screwing their chances to what, in my opinion, is a better record to be in the Hall. Every year, how many ball players, how many guys show up to a spring training camp? Is it in Phoenix? Or hell, even goes down to the South American camp, the Dodger South American camp.
Yeah.
There's a thousand, I'd say.
There's invites. So you don't get 1,000 guys. You maybe get 100 guys down there.
But I'm saying, though, how many players are in the Dodger organization right now?
Total in the Dodger organization, about 300 to 350 guys.
How many of those 350 guys are ever going to get into the Hall of Fame?
Not many. Less than 1%.
And
especially,
you know,
with the way the Dodgers have been playing.
But the point is, there's your record you should go to. It should be a personal achievement record. Yeah, go for the home runs. Go for the stolen bases. Go for that kind of stuff, you know. That's great.
Okay, then in that case, if you're a borderline all-star player, and you know that, you know, your contract's about to run out, and you know that a team like the Yankees will throw you out fucking $10, $15 million a year for like 4 or 5 years.
Like 25.
25 million.
If you fucking, if you juice up and get to the level that they want you to be, would you fucking do it? Or would you show the money, you know, back to them and say, no, I'm not going to do it, so and so.
It shouldn't be because of that. You should want to be a better ball player to be a better ball player. You shouldn't want to be a better ball player to make more money. And you certainly shouldn't
cheat. But can you tell me that sports is all about money now?
What is that?
Get your fucking mic on you.
Sorry.
Is the sports mostly all about money now?
Sports is mostly about money now.
Sports is about money because it's about advertising.
Yeah, that's
it. It's always been about advertising, though.
Contracts. It's about things like that. And that's a horrible thing. And it's breaking the sport. And it's breaking all sports. All sports are dealing with this.
How many football players do you think since the 80s has probably been juicing?
I'd say about 70%.
If not juicing, going to Burger King way too often.
And do you think that, you know, because people say that no one really knows records of football players, like how many yards Emmitt Smith got. You know what I'm saying? Can you tell me how many yards exactly he got for the record?
I can't tell you.
I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Is it because is baseball just so glorified because of these old role models? Is that why it's so much worse to do steroids in baseball than it is in football?
I don't think so. I think doing steroids in any sport is absolutely horrible. And there's absolutely no excuse for it. You know, the old adage, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying, doesn't hold up. Because there's one thing to cheat by corking a bat or stealing signals, but it's another to chemically enhance yourself to a point or to a degree that it's no longer – you're not even cheating at that point. You're just rewriting the game. You can never, in my eyes, ever, ever, ever justify the use of steroids without fail. Ever. There is absolutely no reason that a perfectly normal human being should be using human growth hormone, testosterone, or any other drug. It does not make sense. It does not make it good sport. It doesn't make it good television. I don't give a shit. There is absolutely no reason that should be going on.
What about the fact that, you know, I don't know, steroids and use of recovery. Legitimate doctor-prescribed, doctor-controlled steroids and use of recovery.
You don't prescribe injury recovery. Testosterone and Metabzolan, Clear. You don't prescribe things like that for
no
recovery.
But what I'm saying
and
is –
you know what else you can use in case of – or in point of that? Rest. You can use cortisone shots. You can use slow
– but let's talk about rest. Let's talk about rest. How many games have played in a year now?
182.
And when did that go up to that number?
Was that 4 years ago?
And why?
So they could get more games, so they get more revenue.
And there, I guess, maybe we're back to the money. Play.
No, don't confuse the league's need
revenue.
To get more. No, don't confuse the league's need to get more revenue with the players' need to play better. Because there are plenty of guys out there. There are plenty of guys out there that play a great game every day without the aid of chemical enhancements.
Okay.
There are guys out there that do it every day. And the unfortunate thing on that is those guys now will never get a fair shake because of guys like Roger Clemens and A-Rod and Barry Bonds. And it's absolutely horrible. Those guys will never get the recognition they deserve.
Okay, yeah, now let me ask if I can go ahead, D.
But I was going to say, I'm calling bullshit on it because it's bullshit because these people are still – the ones who take steroids are still glorified as sports. Yes, they, you know, they got the reputation of, oh yeah, they took steroids. But how many people still fucking buy tickets? How many people still buy their fucking jerseys? And you know, it's one thing when people say, oh, it's disgraceful. It's fucking disgraceful that baseball turned to steroids. But the same motherfuckers just talk about it's disgraceful is in the bars. They're in the buying the fucking tickets and they're buying those fucking jerseys.
Let's look
of the players.
Let's look at the three guys right now that are being picked more than ever on for steroids. We'll say Rafael Palmeiro, who tested positive, Barry Bonds, who now the government has a case saying they tested positive, and Mark McGwire, who now there is evidence. I do believe there's evidence saying he tested positive. Rafael Palmeiro and Barry Bonds' gear bottomed out. You now can buy their gear for – I saw a Barry Bonds jersey, a full-on Barry Bonds jersey for $15 at Front Row Sports.
Wow.
Rafael Palmeiro, I can't even find anything of his anymore. Mark McGwire.
But these guys have been fucking retired for like 10 years.
Bonds has not been retired.
Well, I mean, he's been like 2-3 years. But
Bonds and Palmeiro both say they still want to play.
Yeah, but that's the thing, man. When you retire, it's over.
No.
No one's going to buy your jersey no more.
McGwire retired, yes. Bonds, nope. And Palmeiro, both of them still say they want to play. A-Rod
has Bonds, did Bonds play last year?
No, Bonds didn't play. You know why Bonds didn't play last year? No one offered him a contract.
Well, exactly.
Money. Mr. Gerald Saunders here offered him porn money.
No, when you choose, and it is a choice, when you choose to cheat, using PEDs is now, they're calling it performing enhancing drugs. When you use that, you opt to no longer play the game by the rules and to invalidate every record, every stat, every little asterisk point about your career you now offer to invalidate.
Your switch is on the bottom. There you go. You're good.
Is that kind of like when you're using Monopoly dice and you cheat and reroll?
Well, there's a little bit of a difference between using Monopoly dice and shooting your body full of chemicals.
Well, that's true. Okay. And I agree with you, by the way. But what if somebody was playing Monopoly on steroids and they're...
Oh, Jesus.
Please show me how steroids will improve your Monopoly game other than...
You're cheating! You're using Ginkgo!
Killing someone.
You're a cheating Ginkgo user. Ginkgo user.
But if you... Maybe it would enhance the way you roll the dice.
If it changes
never,
the way...
Never make that motion in front of dudes ever again.
Right. If it changes the way you play the game and affects the way you play the game into a positive effect...
Imagine this was the little dog in Monopoly.
I think I see some sperm size down on the couch right now.
No, it's a real crystal, not a sperm crystal. what if you were on steroids playing Monopoly, and instead of going,
what?
You went and messed up everything because of the steroids.
I'm really wondering where you're going with this whole metaphor.
I mean, that would be awesome. I'm just saying.
Then you just kick them out of the house and say, you can't play anymore.
Just like you'd want to tell Barry Bonds.
Exactly.
That's where.
But
we
there's a difference. There isn't a Monopoly League with a bunch of guys with contracts waiting to throw money at them.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a big difference that way.
But the parallel is still there. If you cheat, you should get kicked out.
Absolutely.
So in your field of business, Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir.
I don't use those blue things.
And tell everybody your business and what you're doing while
you're
here.
I do porn.
No, what's you do hot site? Bitches.
And what's
I do. Porn. I make porn.
Yeah. You make porn.
And what's I do. The site? And what's the name? What's the name of the site where they can?
SpongyGunk.com.
Oh, it is spongy.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
see, we've been debating if it's spongy or spongy.
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 I told you it was spongy, motherfucker.
Well, he said spongy earlier.
He didn't say spongy.
I've never said it that way.
I swear to God, you said it.
Never. Because I always hear people say it. It pisses me off.
So okay. Spongy. Right. Spongy gunk.
So in your field,
spongy, tacky.
Would you consider the dick pump,
the Swedish penis pump, or Viagra?
And Viagra as performance enhancers?
That's an interesting question.
Well, I've never done either, but I would consider it performance enhancing, yeah.
And would you kick out anyone from the Porno Hall of Fame or not vote them in if it had been found that they had been using Swedish penis pumps or little blue pills?
Well, I know half the guys from the industry probably use the blue pills, so I would say no.
You know, I have to ask you something, and this is something that I had a discussion with a coworker about this, and it's a total sidetrack. Someone said to me once that 90% of the guys in porn are all gay. Is that true?
Not this 90%.
How many of the guys in porn are really just gay?
I have no idea. I know Thomas is not.
Yeah, he was real adamant about that, too. That was awesome.
Is Thomas coming back out?
Are you gay for Thomas?
No, I mean, man, I've never laughed so hard in a long time.
We lost our inside line.
I think it's because we
laughed. The wireless mic.
Or too loud.
Why did we lose our wireless?
Oh, because I'm getting ready to go back and shoot pictures, and there's no noise.
Oh,
for that.
Pictures. Oh. All right.
You just hear click, click, click.
Boom!
Yeah, you know.
Have they done the boy-girl scene yet?
No, you'll know.
Oh, well, describe it.
You can do the photos first.
Right. You can at least describe it, what the scene is going to be like for our guests that's listening.
Thomas is going to fuck the girl.
Well, that pretty much
he's
covers
gonna
it.
Fuck her. He's going to fuck her. He's going to just drill her like she's the Alaskan coastline. That's Well, I got an idea. Let's take a quickie break.
Actually, I was thinking we're going to need to wrap it for the night.
Oh, but let me finish answering your question real quick about the...
It's going to take a while for the photos.
How are we looking at a long time for the photos, or...?
About a half hour.
About a half hour. We can stretch for a half hour. No, we can't. Nah.
No, we can't. I know ours better than that.
But I want to finish
your question. Oh, you're asking me about the... You asked me about the gay thing. I have no idea.
You have no idea?
No. I mean, I know that there are some male porn stars that you might have seen or know their names that... actually do gay for pay porn, but or it's rumored that they do, or it's quite obvious that they do, or it's been seen that they do.
And for the guys at home who can't quite put two and two together, what is gay for pay?
That means they're not really gay, but they do do it on camera for the money.
So they drill ass
for cash. Ass for cash.
Which doesn't mean they're not really, which doesn't necessarily mean they're really gay.
So your philosophy, you don't think that, okay, so you don't think
I didn't say
fucking
my
a guy will make you gay. You think
you
have to be gay, you have to fucking have your hands bent over and...
Don't say that's my philosophy. I didn't say that.
Okay.
All right. So you know what?
Philosophy on it.
That's on me.
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I'm asking.
Oh, okay. Because you said so. Your philosophy is.
Educate us. What is your philosophy on that?
I don't want to be next to a dude. That's my philosophy.
That's your philosophy. So you won't do any scene. Have you ever done a boy girl scene?
Oh yeah.
And I mean, I'm sure there's some like a buffer zone or something like that. But
you try not to touch. But I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do like a DP or something. I did a scene where I was getting a blowjob and fucking Julie Robbins, but Thomas was in the scene too, and another guy was in the scene too, and we're all three rolling around on the bed, but we're not all four rolling around in the bed with each other. Like she's riding.
There was a girl in the middle.
Yeah, like I'm on my back and Julie Robbins is riding me, and she's blowing them back and forth, but I'm not touching either one of them.
Now,
so
have you ever look up and make eye contact for a second and feel creepy?
Have you ever looked at Julie Robbins?
Yes.
Okay, well then you know I didn't want to look anywhere else. So, if that answers your question.
Oh my God, we still have people glued hooey bluey to their computer.
I know.
I want to kill it.
He said hooey bluey.
Hooey bluey. Yeah.
That sounded kind of gay to me.
That's right. Now, you've done a lot of films here. And I wish I could take the camera around and show people here. About how much porn do you think you have just randomly hanging around?
You mean, well, that's
around the studio here.
I should clarify that. I do video reviews for a couple of magazines, so Elegant Angel Video and a couple other, Sin City and a couple other video companies send me everything they shoot. So I have stacks of porn.
Do you have to send it back?
No.
Isn't that the fucking best job? Not only do you get your cock sucked, you get free fucking video, and you have to review this.
But and actually, to conserve space, I take them out of the jewel cases and put them in these things. And
feel free to start handing them to us.
I can't. I have to keep them.
Son of a bitch. So
let me. I know. Wait, turn the camera off of me for a second.
Okay.
And you guys talk for a second.
Okay.
Because I'm going to blow his mind.
Okay.
Well, as long as it's his mind.
Yeah, just his mind.
Yeah, please be my mind.
Follow me into Studio C for a second.
Uh-oh.
And we'll have the wireless so you can get the reaction here. Okay, we're going into Studio C. We're going into Studio the vault C, yeah. of Studio yeah. C.
You give
literally,
us, because I can't hear anything.
Moving the thing out of the way. They've been sending me free porn so long that I used to get it on VHS.
My God.
That was porn, huh?
Is there a... Oh my God. Holy shit, and you just have to keep it? You can't, like, just...
I can't eBay it, I could throw it away, but...
Okay, well, you pretend to throw it away, and no one's going to pay any attention as your dumpster is my truck. Oh, my God, there's got to be hundreds of tapes here.
Never mind.
Oh, my God, is all of this... Well, this is other stuff, but... Oh, my God! That is... Oh my God, there's more. What the?
There's more?
Oh my... Yeah? Or just DVDs? Oh my God. Dude, I hate to say this, but... And you would never hear me say this, but... This guy's got too much porn. Oh
my God. Is
that
even possible?
Yeah, oh my God! You have no idea!
Well, and that's not even counting the porn of my own that I produce. So... There's lots of porn here.
That's interesting.
Oh, my. There are
Robin Lucas Store said too much porn?
I think there's too much porn there. There are hundreds of tapes.
I was showing him.
Hundreds.
Before they started sending me DVDs, they were up until 2005, I was getting VHSs.
Jesus.
So whereas you can send me three or four DVDs. Excuse me. You could send me three or four DVDs in like a little pack this big, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They would send me six or eight porn VHSs, and if you remember, those were in oversized boxes.
Yeah, oversized boxes. Yeah.
I know my friend.
Because you used to get some too.
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Yep.
Just $3 for $20.
I was getting however many for free, but man, I was just getting. I would be getting. I mean, it was like huge boxes of shit that I was carrying. All I could think of was, damn, I can't wait till they start sending me DVDs of this because these boxes are getting too big.
Damn.
Wow. That is insane. And just wandering around here, because I kind of poked around a little bit. I didn't want to invade, but dude,
yeah,
she's got
porn. You wanted to invade her.
And there are I would love to invade her. There are magazines.
Lizzo said I had a big blue tub of them. And I did, too. Jesus.
Actually, you're talking about magazines. Actually, that closet has stacks of magazines this high.
Oh, my God.
But those magazines are magazines I've done photo shoots for that I just keep the copies of the magazines. Oh, because, wow. I mean, like, I don't have just... Actually, that one you were looking at, I just got because Jesse Jane and Stoya gave it to me at the Digital Playground booth.
Stoya's hot. You know what?
Stoya's Miss Nude Porn.
Let's talk about that topic that you brought up earlier. Let me go grab that.
Sure. What would that be?
That
right there?
No.
Oh.
This one.
Oh, that topic. Yeah.
This one.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
What? Yeah, this is kind of interesting. I want to show this to everyone at home here. This is the cover of AVN. Is this this month or?
It's February.
It's February. Yeah,
well, you know why it's February?
Why is it February?
Because February is Black History Month.
So on the front here it says, black humor. Is stereotyping in the service of sales okay in the year 2009? Now, that's something interesting because you get into discussion about, wow.
What stopped you cold? Holy cow.
That. Now,
that's sword swallowing.
Let's talk about something here. And decaf, you and I don't think we've ever really had some serious.
Yeah, you're already stereotyping. The first thing you say is decaf, motherfucker.
Well, no, because I'm talking directly to you. You know, you and I have discussions about racism all the time.
No, we don't.
Well, mostly, sometimes.
You're just racist.
Yeah, that was just
one
side
of
that.
It's not much of a discussion as much as an insult fest.
Decaf and I have had some great discussions about racism, and I think we're both of the opinion that one of the best ways to maybe end racism is to make it so funny and so hilarious that nobody finds it to be serious anymore.
Wow. That works so well for Nazis, too.
Thanks. Thanks for good-winning the conversation.
I'm so glad I could contribute.
Let's talk about – okay. So if someone says the black stereotype of – and we're not going to relegate it specifically to porn, but someone says, oh, you guys will steal everything in sight, you get offended, right?
No, not really.
No. Someone says, you obviously have 15 children from 15 different mothers.
No, not really. It also depends on...
on who says it.
Who says it and how... You know, it's kind of like how it's said. But, I mean, racial jokes really don't affect me very much because I used to come back with something better. So, I mean, I'm not a person. I'm not like
one of these. Well, let's say it's a person who doesn't know you very well and is making a joke. And it's not like we're when you and I joke around where we know that it's just funny. If it's someone just...
Dude, let me tell you a story.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
My nigga.
Went to one of my coworkers' party. Uh-huh. Fucking sweetie pie. Gay as shit, right? So it was a fucking gay party, right? So me and one of my other coworkers, who we go down there, right? And I guess they think we're boyfriends and shit because everyone's looking at him because he's a good looking dude. So everyone's looking at him and said, how the fuck did that nigga pull that? So, you know what I'm saying? So we go and we're talking in the yard and a black dude and a white dude is a couple. They, you know, they were talking to us, right?
Uh-huh.
And so I hijacked your joke.
Which joke was that?
I told the white dude, I said, I know your assholes never took the same form.
Roses red, violet. Or was that, once you turn black, your asshole never returns to a regular size.
Never returns to the same size. You know, I didn't know these fucking guys, and they just fucking...
They started laughing.
Busted up
laughing.
Well,
see, here's the thing about that, though. If I say, oh, you're a black guy, so you must steal everything in sight, most black guys get offended, but I say, you're a black guy, so you've got a dick as long as my arm. All of a sudden, you're not offended. Why is it that some stereotypes are okay, but others aren't?
Well, first off, it's a negative stereotype when you're sitting there going, oh, you know, you're going to steal everything. That's a negative stereotype. What you're doing is you're pandering to that more, well, positive stereotype by saying, yep, you're hung like a fucking horse, and I'm insignificant because standing next to you. And you're just feeding to an ego with that. I mean, that's what you're doing.
But is that really a positive? Is any stereotype really positive? I mean, every stereotype has a negative connotation to it. It's just saying, you're black, so you must have a huge penis. That's not really fair because, again, you're prejudging the person without even knowing.
Prejudging their penis.
Yeah, you're prejudging their penis as opposed to prejudging
their... And Murphy
is
a good judge of cock. Just ask...
Foxy, which, Foxy, by the way, she does want to come back on.
Once we get a studio.
Okay, now, I tell you, remember the text message I sent you about chicken wings and watermelon?
Yes,
and,
which and had me rolling
soda,
for no apparent reason.
And an hour late for work, right? Uh-huh. You know, every black stereotype. I sent that, not to you, I sent it to the 10 fucking random people,
uh-huh,
like coworkers or some friends, just people who, you know, all of a sudden 11 in the morning, they got that, so they wrote me like, no, some people were like, what the fuck is that? You know? And then some people was laughing their ass off. One girl was like, God damn, chicken, we sound fucking good as a motherfucker right now.
You know what I was thinking? I was thinking just another Wednesday. But why is it, and especially in porn, when you get into this, I'd love to read this actual...
You're reading it?
I'd love to, but I keep getting distracted by all the photos in this magazine. Why is it okay in porn to have these stereotypes of this black on blonde? Why is it okay to do that in porn and in certain positive connotations, but it's not okay with negative connotations? That doesn't make sense.
So do you think black dudes drilling white bitches make more money than white dudes? Just in time. The white dudes.
Grab a mic, dude.
On the headset.
The white dudes drilling black bitches.
You know, look, there's an obvious market for all of these. I hate to say it, all of these niche. God, everything is niche these days.
Nothing. Everything's niche, yeah. They're categorized.
But I'm, yeah,
introduce yourself again to the late listeners.
Oh, yes. This is Thomas, home of the white man's journey.
Who, by the way, is my new personal fucking hero, because he's going to go in there with sunshine in a minute. And again, to quote Reverend Hammer, slam through her back door like the SWAT team at Crack House. Thomas is someone who's involved in the industry. How do you feel about, the stereotype of it being there that every black guy is perceived as having a giant penis?
Well, that's obviously 100% inaccurate, because the last black guy I was with, but I mean...
he was home like an Asian dude.
Right. I went up to him, and he was as black as it gets, and I went up to him, and all I could look at when I saw his penis was... Hey, Wong. No, you know what I mean?
Tyrell Wong.
Right.
Hey, I think I need another jizz load 15 minutes later. Anyway.
Hey, Wong, it's a parking lot. But, you know, so for those Caddyshack fans. No, I think that's the other side of it is that you're perceived in knowing that black-on-black sex or black male talent has to be aggressive. The guy's got to have a third forearm between his legs. And you know what? Right. He's a walking tripod. You know? And actually, for a lot of the high-end or black male talents that I know of are not so much known for the big, huge penis. It's more of for just the performance. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Obviously, there is guys, again, with a forearm between their legs. But the guys that there aren't forearm between their legs... really known for just being the real solid performers.
Just being good guys.
Yeah, getting along with the girls really well.
So then my question. So do you think porn of black dudes fucking tearing up white women, then white dudes fucking black girls, you think?
Oh, I have the answer for that. I know exactly. It's always going to be the number one stereotype and the number one taboo and the number one outseller is always going to be black guys, white chicks. Even though black girls, white guys has brought on a little bit more opportunity and, you know, a little bit more of a market, it's always going to be black guys, white girls.
So do you think that more white people like to watch black people drill white bitches than
black guys? The bad people. Yeah, in fact, I know, here, I'm telling you, man, I figured it out. It is when a white guy goes through a bad divorce. No, when a white guy goes through a...
You need a black woman to fuck your shit up.
Right. When a white guy goes through a real bad divorce with his white wife, right? Uh-huh. She gets divorced. I am telling you, that white guy isn't even maybe into seeing interracial sex. But when he does, and we see some black guy just destroying some white chick, he is thinking...
Destroy it.
All he's thinking is... That revenge sex for that credit card $300,000 payment. I mean, really, it's what he's probably perceiving as what his wife did to him to really piss him off. So, yeah, I think you'll see a lot more white guys really into black guys, white girl, interracial sex. Definitely.
Interesting.
So do you think, as far as viewership, do you think more black people watch black guys drill white girls, or do you think more white guys watch it?
I think you're going to say, the demographic, from what I understand, is it's pretty even, Steven, where people would probably think it's dominated by black guys watching it. So I would think you're going to see. And here's the reason, though. Because, bottom line, white guys are so fucked up. I mean, again, I know there's black porn connoisseurs. I know there is. But I'm telling you, if you're depending on the black guy next door buying tons and tons of porn versus the whole train of white guys in the 8 city blocks, it's not even close.
The whole train.
fault. Oh. So, you know, black people, we like exchange the DVDs like six times and shit.
Right.
When you done with that one, we rotate that shit out.
Right. And white guys are just so loyal. Yeah. I know every girl whose name starts with A. I know every girl who
is that lawyer, loyal or stalking?
That's obsessive.
Obsessive. But I mean, look.
I was a big Alex Sin fan. I can't lie. That girl. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, in fact, when I used to work some of the booths at the ABN shows and such, I'm telling you, it was unprecedented. The line of guys around the corner at whatever booth they wanted to see Jenna, they wanted to see Tara Patrick, whoever they wanted to see, and literally. We're going to wait in line until they got to shake her hand, until they got that picture, until they got that autograph. And it is, and literally, you'd see maybe a few Asian guys, a few black guys, but it was mostly dominated by white guys.
You know why?
That's why.
You know why? Because black guys refer to all white girls as white bitch.
White bitch can be
a white bitch, man. You fuck that. What's that girl's name, man? That portal.
Right.
I know that white bitch. Her name white bitch.
What do you call this? Soccer practice.
Yeah, you're right. There's really no differentiation. You know what I mean? It's all
white bitch.
It's all,
now,
know,
Thomas, I mean, you've done interracial. You've done white,
right.
Black. Do you have a preference?
I think,
or as long as it's wet and moist. I mean,
yeah, as my daddy said, it's all pink. I think Here's probably the answer to that. There's no doubt about it that the craziest chicks, the most sexually crazed, outrageous creatures of female sort in this business are white European women. Uh-huh. No doubt. As they say, Euro girls never say no. But as far as I think more being really enjoying the one-on-one interaction, I would definitely say black women.
Oh, here
Daryl
we go
Hall's
again.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Where's the oats? But
he's sowing them.
He's sowing them. Oh, you know what? I heard that actually, was it Oates and Andrew Wrigley from Wham? I heard they're getting a band together called Yeah Right. But no, wow. I definitely would say black women seem to be a little bit more passionate, even though they have a lot of sexual energy.
Okay, I'm going to give you crazy. This. Because I can't take it anymore.
So why can I ever go?
Oh, okay.
There's a hot black woman in here who's getting naked, and I'm going to give you guys the play-by-play.
Oh, all right.
It's
wow.
It's impressive.
I had to come and sneak
She's
in here.
Her
oh, my goodness. Those are just
he's
wonderful.
Just get to always
perky.
Why did you follow him? I'll man.
Yeah, you can follow him.
Well, what's that? Put that mic back in his spot.
Uh-huh.
Actually, you guys go back. I'll just keep the audio.
You
so.
Can talk to her or whatever while I'm shooting.
Oh, okay. Oh,
I'll keep the audio going so you guys can do what you need.
Yeah, I think right now.
Wow. So I'm in here doing the
plan.
Live scene interview with Sunshine Stars. She's getting her photos taken.
Oh, I got you.
How are you doing, sweetie?
Wonderful.
He's interviewing her.
Now, I know hopefully the mic's picking up the gain. I really hope it does. I don't want to stick my mic in the shot. Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, okay, good. So now as far as photos go, is this the first time you've done a lot of still photos, or have you kind of started out that way and progressed into video?
Well, I started out with photos first, but there were just regular photo shoots, like as far as just lingerie and regular clothes. But once I started getting into the porno business, that's when clothes started coming off and just open your legs and open your ass and, you know, stuff like that.
Could you say open your ass one more time for me?
Open your ass.
That is phenomenal. I love it.
Except she was asking you to.
You don't want to see my ass. It's like a Peruvian jungle back there. It's not good.
Wow, really?
Yeah, I can't shave that because it itches and then you sweat. And.
Great.
I'm sorry. I'm interrupting. Look at this. I'm totally interrupting. Decaf is coming here. He can't miss out on this. Wow. I got to tell you guys, Sunshine is just phenomenal. And if you are not spending the money on this young lady, you absolutely need to be. Because she is just, you know, I love the freckles are fantastic. The red hair is just so cute. And I hope everyone in the chat room is yeah, I know. Oh, she's just, but you couldn't get me out of here with a crowbar and like 16 guys. Oh, she is just pulling those little shorts down. She's shaving. How great is that? I'm screwing everything up. I'll try not to be as.
You're not in the shot.
Okay. Oh. I get any closer, there's going to be some charges involved. So, yeah. Yeah, there's going to be a shot in a minute. Yeah, no. If I get any closer, I'm going to be leaving that $20,000 limit credit card on the nightstand. So, oh, man, that is a tight, awesome little body. That is, oh, can you, wow. Decaf is, and the shorts are off. Decaf is just blown away by this, and I cannot stop staring. And I know it's rude to just ogle your body, but it should be an absolute compliment. Oh, wow. She is... Wow. I Trencher, you can suck my dick. He wanted to end the show. Describe it. She is standing here with her... standing still, which is just amazing. She's got the little tank top up. The little shorts are off. And the body is turned. Her legs are out just enough. Look at that ass. My ass. God.
God damn. Look at that.
I know. That is... Her legs are just past shoulder length. And you can just see... Everything. Oh, she's gripping the ass a little bit and pulling it out just slightly enough so you can just say, good God, what I wouldn't give to stick my tongue in there. She is... Sorry, I'm distracted again. This is phenomenal. You know, we've always talked about doing something like this, but I never wanted to... You know, we didn't ever want to... Uh-oh. Did I step on something? We didn't want to intrude, but being this close to the whole action going on is actually kind of interesting. You would expect that there'd be, like... lines of coke lined up everywhere, and there'd be girls crying in the bathroom, but this... No, not here. It's really professional, and it's really cool.
That was very unauthorized.
What? Bottles of Coca-Cola here.
That sounded better.
Now,
that nice ass is unauthorized.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm clipping that audio, by the way, that was unauthorized. Now, Sunshine, the guys are having a little hard time hearing you on the mic because you're so far away, but that's okay. They're hard, yeah. Is this environment, I mean, it's not creepy weird at all, is it?
No, not at all. I love this environment.
Really. It's kind of almost like at home doing your own thing, right?
Yes, basically. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this is your first time working with Gerald. What do you think so far?
I love him. Love him. I would rather work for him. But, you know, we're going to get to that point, yeah.
Oh, look at that. When she comes back? Oh, my. That's what the eyelets in the wall are for. Yeah, he was giving us the grand tour earlier. Oh, she's going to lift up the... God, I wish she was facing the other way. She's going to lift up the corner of the bed. Oh, my God. There's a chain under there. That's like Whitesnake Moan. That's what's happening under there. Wow, Mr. Gerald Saunders, the new Samuel L. Jackson. Sir, absolutely. I just... Massive Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir. See, you can make that joke. I can't, because it's not funny when I do it. Then it sounds complimentary when I do it. Wow. So she is still just... Oh, now she's going to sit on the corner of the... Oh, wow. A little bit that way. Wow, she is sitting on just on the edge of the bed. Her legs are beautifully spread. And I bet this is the first time you've ever done a shoot with a play-by-play.
I was like, oh, yeah. I've been there, done that.
Right now, I feel like I should be doing Charles Barkley. She got her legs spread like a knucklehead. And and the... Wow, that is an absolutely wonderful pussy. And she's squeezing those gorgeous tits in her nipples. What? Fuck live audio? Kiss my ass. And this is just... Absolutely wonderful. He's Trencher has abandoned his post. He had to come in and see this live. You know, usually when these shoots are done, we're in another room. This is the first time we've been actually in the same room. Now, her pussy is absolutely wonderful. Describe the clitoris. It is swollen, and you can tell she's excited. And I feel like I should be on National Geographic. She's in her natural environment. Crikey! And it's... And that's it. Legs up in the air. That is... Oh, God, I love a woman with a shaved pussy. 20 more just like that. You know, I'm glad I'm not the only one who said that. And, oh, you're right. We are all pink on the inside, aren't we? That is a wonderful, wonderful, unbelievable pussy. I am fucking up your shoot, and this is fantastic. Look, this is the difference. Me fucking up your show rather than you fucking up mine. I'm just going to need the one tablecloth. This is great. The red hair and the little ponytail happening. She's got her. Oh, the freckles are killing me. They're. Oh, Jesus. I can't. You know, this is one of those days where. Jamie Lee Curtis on the TV back there. This is one of those days where I wish we had the camera in here with us, but you know what? Fuck you guys. I don't give a shit. This is about me, goddammit. This is about me. Now, Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir, how is Sunshine to work with as a model?
She's incredible because, as you saw, I was barely talking to her, and we've never worked together before, and she knew exactly what I wanted her to do.
That is, see, you're definitely going to have to come back to Vegas many, many times and then call me.
Plenty of stuff for us to do, too.
Ooh, like what?
I shoot all kinds of naughty things besides bondage that involve me. That involve me, so...
That involve me, and me. Trencher, goddammit, we're going to need another battery in here. We're starting to run low on this one.
Me and my hand will be watching happily. You're like, hi, right hand.
Should I just give you my credit card now, or is there a website I have to give it to?
You got to ask her, has she ever written any bad checks?
Oh, that is a... Now, that's important. Have you ever written any bad checks, Spongy? Spongy, Sunshine?
Yes, I have.
It sounds like to me like she very well could be a bounce check bitch.
There you go. That's one of my DVD series called Bounce Check Bitches. Really? Yeah. And since you've written a bad check, I may have to come back here and collect on that.
Oh, my God.
No, she did that because I told her to say yes.
It's called scripting. Oh my goodness. And the wireless is dead. I'm going to go see if I can find another.
Let me bring my mic up. They're doing a battery change. Murph killed.
There we
killed
go.
The battery.
I got it.
All right. Let me check the audio.
Battery is back here. Check the audio on that. Man, she is just so much fun back there. That's the best part. She's all laughing and giggling and naked. Yeah, I know I'm hot, bitch. The legs open. Oh, the pussy was just. And it wasn't not a big clit. I think that was a wonderful clit. That was absolutely... No. No, don't say huge, just because you've got literally no experience when it comes to clit. Yeah, we've lost one listener, by the way. We've lost a single viewer. We don't even have the camera in there.
That's
now,
funny.
Thomas, you
That's
guys did hilarious. The toy shoot in there. And
that he's like, oh, of course.
And how did that go?
Oh, yeah.
Is that why it's so swollen?
That could be an answer, especially if it was, you know, traffic cone.
He stuck his in a couple of times. She just did.
Yeah, what I said to her was, I said, listen, now we're going to do a solo, but you might need to rehearse with somebody real, so let's just take a few minutes.
And go and get Murphy and bring...
Don't. And he can't bet
you. And he can't, right. Yeah, because she just kept thinking...
I'm not feeling it yet.
I really want to...
Well, wait.
I really want to stick to decaf.
No. Yeah. Oh.
Wait. Well, you got to go in order of smallest to largest. Murph decaf me.
Right. Largest what? Sense of disappointment in the bedroom when you take your pants off?
Oh.
I may have 3 inches of dangling fury, but it's a mile compared to you.
Actually, that's where you can see where these girls really got the natural ability, is if they do any kind of solo, and it comes off as, oh my God, I just went in the back room, had jack off, because that means she's just genuine, sincere, right there.
Now, I got to ask you, you're a guy who spends a lot of his time with dick and random, dick and random vaginas.
Why are you always dicking around?
Dicking around. Did you start to sport some wood? did you start to sport some wood there when she was doing her thing with the solo?
Drop the camera twice. You do actually. Your whole point of looking at it is looking and saying, is she turning on the camera? Is she turning on me? Holding the camera. And is everybody in the back here doing their thing? Because I would say that she was pretty electric.
Pretty electric.
Pretty electric.
Electric.
And again, give everyone. It's electric. Give everyone the.
it was electric wood.
It was like, tell everyone again the website that they can go to where they're going to be able to see Sunshine.
Yeah, it's going to be blackteenseeker.com. And blackteenseeker.com, if you go just to the splash page, you'll see, you'll have a bunch of tour pages, but if you do, oh, just the home splash page, it speaks for itself. The hot, cute, sexy young black girl.
With freckles.
Freckles. And I'm not green
talking,
eyes.
And by the way, I'm not talking Dennis Johnson. You're not going to see Dennis Johnson.
Oh, my
see,
God.
That's no. funny.
And I think she's been late on a car payment.
Oh!
Yeah. We heard about yeah. that one. Oh, yeah, we heard about that one.
You know what? The number one thing that Gerald and I try to do when we meet some of the new girls is say,
fuck them.
You know, I never would have guessed that.
What?
Riley!
No! I'm sensitive. I want to take her out the Jack in the Box, you know? Romance.
Maybe you can order anything you want by number. When we get home, I got a number 7 for you.
No. Is it?
Do you know? You still have it.
In only the most flattering terms.
Our show ended at 9. We're overrunning. And because of you, nobody.
Everybody still wants to see what you're going to do next.
Wait. And everybody who is on the camera, there. Oh, my. Okay.
There she is.
Look at that skirt. Look at that.
Look.
Oh.
You can throw a brick and it'll bounce back.
Oh, my God.
Can I put my head in those clouds?
Time to do naughty things to ourselves. In the bathroom.
You mean as opposed to the last 17 times this evening? Oh.
Actually.
Get your hands out and pour her hands in.
Uh-huh. Just proving they're real. That's all. Just proving they're real.
They're really there. They're not CGI, I promise. There's no Spielberg happening here.
Unlike the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus, they exist.
We do have one. You guys wanted to ask about what's the one question, the first question that we always ask the new girls? And the... No.
As he's feeding
her. The only question you want to ask is, Sunshine, have you ever been late on a car payment? Please?
Now you're begging like me, and it's just wrong.
Yeah, I have.
So the question is, do you want to get the car towed, or do you want to blow?
Below.
Coming live from Sporty Cat Productions.
Wow.
You can see Rachel. You can see Gerald at Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays.
Appearing nightly in the Spongy Gunk Video Studio.
Oh, and
you guys got more pictures to take? And we've got more things to talk about then.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Wow, she is just phenomenal.
Is she one of, you know, would this be my first time on the episode, on the show, and it's my first episode, is she one of the bubblier, prettier,
sexier? Oh, absolutely.
Oh, totally.
You know, we've had a couple of girls on. Gerald's brought a couple of girls on. He's brought on Haley Young.
Starry Night.
Lexi Sexton.
Yeah, Lexi Sexton.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
You know, some of the girls are cool, kind of reserved. Haley wants to take on this...
Oh my God.
I don't know if Gerald told you about it. We have this thing in the studio called Big Red, and it's basically a butt plug about the size of a fire hydrant. She says she can take it on.
Well, I'll tell you what.
God bless her.
Did he send you the clip of her doing the baseball bat?
No.
What?
The front end of the baseball bat?
Oh, now he's in trouble.
Yeah, A-Rod's juicing on something.
Play balls.
This was the inside joke. The inside joke was she's doing a baseball bat. She's doing it. It's an aluminum baseball bat. It's in all the way. I mean, it's not in all the way. The whole head. The head of the sweet spot is in all the way. The sweet spot to the sweet spot. And she says, oh, my God, I got a baseball bat in my pussy. And I looked at it, and I looked at Brad, and I said to Joe, I said, you know what? I love college baseball.
Because the last thing you want to give her is a maple one, because that might splinter.
Right. You know, we don't want ash. We don't want maple.
Don't cork her bat.
Stick with the Easton. Stick
with
the college boys brought.
Oh, my goodness.
So the question is, have you worked with Haley?
You got a mic.
No, you know what?
Hold the mic. Hold the mic. You know what? No, I have not actually.
So you weren't one of the 50 guys that jizzed on it.
Did you hear about that? 51 jizz shots in a beer bong and then drank it.
Oh, no. I didn't hear about it. So she did like
so,
a
blow. So your
like
mixture wasn't in there?
Right.
She was carefully getting balanced.
Wait. I'm sure if you mix that much DNA together, he was.
You know, and that
was. That's so weird.
Somehow it worked its way around, but.
That's the kind of shit that makes a CSI guy say, fuck it, I quit. Go on home.
I would have loved to have been a part of that barley. Let's put it that way. I would have loved. So it was a 51 guy blowbang?
Yeah. She 51 guys into a beer bong, and then she drank it. She said she went home and puked like immediately.
2 hours. Still. How did they stop on the number 51? Can somebody help me out there?
I don't know. You're in Vegas. I mean, that is our minor league team.
So low, he came on his own feet and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you were going to be 52, but you fucked up. All right, out.
Right.
It was going to be 55, a nice even number, but four of them got lost. So couldn't find the studio.
Didn't make the studio. Right. Must have been high traffic on the 15. So Haley, yeah, well, that's great. If you guys have had Haley, I know she's very, very,
love Haley.
Very, very introverted.
oh, she came right out of her shell.
Yeah. Lexi Sexton, DK.
Don't talk about it.
Don't talk about my angel.
Don't talk about my woman.
I'm just like you. I ask her all the time. Let me show you some respect.
Show me your ass.
Suck my dick.
Thomas, who, nice. I mean, we asked Sunshine, who's your favorite to work with?
Oh, man, you know.
And not to be rude, but I'm going to sneak off back into that room where they've got a naked girl.
Well, let's put
damn
it this way.
You.
The answer to your question is the next one.
Oh, nice.
Whoever's next. Yeah, no, you you definitely.
There is no rehab for this girl. I'm a solid addict.
A lot of times we'll do everything they can to, even though it's on film, you know, people watching, to make it feel like you're the last man on earth.
So have you had the opposite? Have you had chicks
fingers are tapping
in the middle?
Her fingers
or
are on the hip. They're tapping. She's getting a little
walk
off. Limpish.
Yeah, that's the story. I like to hear the dirt.
All right. You know what? I'm going to hand this off to Murph. So he's in there. We're going to take a break and hand this off to Murph.
God damn it.
Hold on a sec here. Hey, guys. I got to ask her weird, creepy questions. Bring the mics down a little bit. Because we're all about weird, creepy questions. Let me sneak over here. So, Sunshine, is it unusual in these kind of shoots to do several different outfits?
No, it's not, because I'm so used to being in more than one outfit every day. So, it's just the same thing as getting dressed every day.
On a very creepy note, you have something in common with my 12-year-old daughter. She's always changing her clothes halfway through the day, but I'm sure for obvious different reasons. So, wearing the different outfits, I know you came in, you picked from the wardrobe here. Is that strange coming in and choosing clothes that aren't yours?
Yes, that is, because I'm not usually used to that. I usually have my own clothes, but usually the scenes that I do, they're not usually theme scenes. Sometimes I have to have on a thong or I have to have on a bra and a bottom, but I've never usually had to dress as though I'm 18 or, you know, stuff like that. So.
Okay. Oh, wow. is that the... Is that the aforementioned solo toy?
Yes, it is.
Take that out there and put it on. No, you didn't use that one? Oh, she used a different one. Go show the guys on the camera that one. That's I'll let Mr. Saunders get back to taking his photos here of Sunshine Star. Wow. Well, I got to tell you, everybody here has had nothing but absolutely wonderful things to say about you, Gerald and Thomas and all of us horn dogs. And it's... I am fucking up her concentration. This is outstanding. You will never have another shoot like this. You realize this, right? You know, we'll wait till Thomas gets in here and we'll start asking you questions as he's just railing you. See if we can get some answers out of you then. Everybody's abandoned their post. Everyone's in here. And she's wearing all of her clothes, too.
This was before you pay for the site pictures?
This is the look what you can get if you give us $19.95 a month.
What $50 will get you? What $150?
Oh.
Like you get 8 weeks pictures in it, you get the last one, it says $19.95.
Yeah. You're like, oh wait, I just want to see her. No! No! God damn it! Son of a... And then they put the stars in places and the... Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. Oh, here comes the ass. She's got this little... I don't even know what that skirt is made of, but it is nice and absolutely tight on that wonderful little ass of hers. And, oh, God. Lexi Sexton has a competition. He's getting replaced in Decaf Spank Bank. Oh, man. That's what he's got. Now, Sunshine, did you dance or anything before this?
I'm also a stripper, so, yes, I do both. Yes, well, really all around. You know, I go from Columbus, Dayton. I've danced here in, well, not here in Las Vegas, but here in L.A. So I dance all around the world.
I can give you my paycheck where?
Decaf's just going to sign it over.
Right here.
Just give it to her now. Give it to her now. Wow. You know, it's I always find it interesting how many girls transition from dancing to films, and it's everybody assumes it's the next natural transition, but a lot of girls don't ever make that step. Was it a difficult choice for you to make, or was it something that you just decided one day, fuck it, I could use the money and penis is nice?
It wasn't difficult at all, but I did not say that part, but you know, it was pretty good. It really wasn't any type of changes, but only change was that I'm fucking instead of stripping. That's it. You know, I'm naked all the time anyway, so.
I'm naked, there's a penis in me. Ah, fuck it, I'm going to get paid anyway, so. Nope. Oh, she is just doing little jumping jacks almost. Spread your legs apart. It's very natural, you know.
Yes, Dr. Saunders. Yes, Dr. Gerald Saunders, sir.
All right, now I need you to go ahead and assume the kneeling dog position and get one leg up in the air as if someone was holding it with a rope. Again, this is a nice switch. You're usually the one totally distracting me, and now I'm totally distracting you. This is great. Those are just great tits. I love that. And she is just gorgeous, chewing on the lip, and she's got the finger in the mouth, and pretty soon something else is going to be in her mouth, and Thomas is officially my hero.
I don't think I can pour any more sweat.
Yeah, no shit. This is, man.
I don't think I can possibly jizz down the last time.
I know. I got jizz running down the leg. Gonna go home. Gonna take my underwear off, and they're gonna stand up straight. It's gonna be.
One of my feet's like 5 fucking pounds.
Me too, but that's the head of my penis. I lost my leg in Nam, so. See, the new game is see if you can make the porn star laugh. That's the new one.
I lost my leg in Nam.
Yeah, we used Asian in Da Nang. That's. you know what, though? He's not demanding. He's very nice about it. And he's instructional, exactly.
Bitch, we do this. I said we're gonna do about 10, and then we're gonna do that.
Well, the problem is both your hands are full. If you're gonna make that bitch do this, you gotta have one hand in the air for the, you know, and that doesn't work.
I could do that if I needed to, but not with her because she's awesome. She reads my mind. It's great.
I bring the camera back here. Not really. All we gotta do is put the Mogulus. Are we podcasting? We're recording. Well, just because we're recording doesn't mean we can't take the Mogulus and still. Well, maybe we could for the audio. You know what? This is one of those things that, you know. Oh, I know. I don't know. I've been in here making her crack up a little bit, but she's doing a good job. And like I said, it's not often that we get to come in and fuck with his show. It's usually him fucking with ours and distracting the shit out of us. That is. There's some sort of pink Leia.
Yeah, that's Lara's.
Bowie. Bow thing. Lara?
Lara. My girl from Poland that you may not have ever met. You met Lara.
Yeah.
Lara.
I did not meet her. Because he went to a party. He got invited. You and I didn't. Apparently it's a racist thing, you know.
No. He's like, I guess I'll be the fucking garbage man and shit.
Lara was on that old show, Daily Noise.
Oh, that old and busted show that no one ever really listened to. And if it was any good, the host wouldn't have moved to a third world country. Stayed there. So, I mean, I gotta say, Gerald is giving her nice instruction. He's not being demanding at all, and she's very cooperative. I mean, now put your finger in your ass. No, it's a.
Because y'all are in here.
Oh, if we weren't here, he'd be going Ike Turner or Chris Brown. So, oh.
Why did you have to bring that up? I love Chris Brown. Okay.
Because that shit's funny.
That was funny. You know what? I had received a text message with the different songs that they made. And at the end, it said that Chris Brown beat her till she had no air. Remember the song that he did?
Yeah, I know. Just boobs hanging out kind of gave me a mouthful, and if only it would have been a mouthful. Oh, she's like, all right, now do I take my clothes off? Doing a little teasy, flirty thing. Oh, she's flashing a little. Yeah, yeah, exactly, exactly. So, I mean, wow. So you're obviously from Ohio. You dance all over in Ohio there. Is it different out there than, I mean, as far as dancing or even, you know, shooting out there? Is it a little bit different out there than it would be here?
Sometimes it is.
Look at that. I just turned this shit into a boom mic. trying not to get in the shot. I don't know if anybody heard, but at this point, we're not doing this for you people. This is totally for our benefit. We're just trying to come up with shit to do and say to stay in here as this hot young woman takes her clothes off. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Wow. Well, she did give a shout out to you, which had us fucking dying. We were just losing our shit out there. I'm sure you heard it through that wall, though.
Yes, I did hear it through the wall. You know, that's why I had to come in there and say something about that. You know.
And we weren't even drunk. That's the best part. Wow. So now we are wearing just the little white tank top that those of you in the chat room saw. She's just wearing that and nothing else. Well, a smile and freckles and that awesome red hair. And I swear to God, this is, like, it doesn't get any better than this. Like, what do you guys do on Friday nights? Well, let's see. Right now, we don't actually have a studio, so we go from place to place and broadcast from wherever we can. And this week, we were in a porn studio, and we got to hang around as this lovely, gorgeous young woman took her clothes off, and wow, you can see what she's thinking.
No. You can see her candies. You know what's funny though is that, you know, we're all in here all sweaty and on top of each other, you know, about to fucking fall over looking at this shit, right? And Thomas is in another room eating cornflakes and shit, you know what I'm saying? He's like, oh, another pussy. How can I eat this one? Am I gonna stick the tongue up, or am I gonna rotate it a little bit? Am I going to go upside down, sideways, twist? I'm just gonna eat like a cannoli. That's all.
You know, that's the weird thing about that. For us, this is something new and exciting. For him, it's a Friday. I mean, and you, for us, is like, oh my God, I got to sit in there. Oh my God, there was a porn shoot going on, and we were in there and asking her creepy questions, and she was half naked.
7 years old,
if someone, 15 years ago would have told me, dude, guess what? One day, you're going to go somewhere. You're going to stand in a room with a microphone, and people are going to be glued, hooey blued, to their computers, listening to you describe a young woman take her clothes off and show portions of her body that the Bible would be afraid to talk about. I'd have said, are you shitting me? And I'm not getting paid for this.
You're welcome.
And that's right, motherfucker. You're welcome. Because I made your show interesting. Because if it wasn't for us, you'd still be sitting in a cramped little studio with a fat guy with sideburns down to his knees. He really did have sideburns all the way down to his knees. And a DeLorean. Wow. Uh-oh. They got to let the lights cooled off here. And she's... Well, the lights... I mean, these things... I can't even imagine what your power bill each month is. That's insane. But then again... Yes. Uh-oh.
Mr. Saunders, sir? Do you have anything that Lexi wore in here?
You'd like to take it home.
Can I take a... Did she wear this? This... That thing is too big for her.
Yeah, she definitely didn't wear that.
Oh, you give me something she wore?
Oh, God.
Can I look at it? Can I breathe on it? I'm not going to sniff it. That's perverted. I'm not perverted. God damn, look at that ass. Holy shit. Oh. I was bending over when you said that. Mr. Gerald Saunders, sir. Oh, shit. They abandoned me. She would, yeah, no, goddamn. Well, I'll let you get freshen up. Wow, oh my God, oh my God, dude, oh my God, oh my God. Yeah, I'm hanging in there, man.
She got this close to me that I almost dropped the microphone. I was like,
oh my god!
I think we need to make an executive decision here.
An executive decision?
We have a three-way chance.
Okay.
One. We just call it a night.
Call it a night.
Two. We continue as we have been doing.
Okay.
Or three, we punish the podcast people for not viewing live by shutting off your podcast system, plugging you into Mogulus, taking the laptop in there, and giving the guys a little behind-the-scenes shot of what's happening in there.
All right, well, podcast over. Thank you very much for listening to Spankwagon Radio's extended edition of...
So, for those of you that are viewing live, I think that's a judgment call that we are going to be making.
Yeah, we're gonna sneak our camera in here. We're going to reconfigure our video system. For those of you listening to the buffer overrun, which has lasted an hour, this is
overrunning.
We're now fading your part of the ride out. And we're going to take it to just the VOD.
Just the VOD, people. And not even VOD, because, we'll keep it recording.
VOD, you know.
All right. So
this is what we're going to do.
Spankwagon.net.
Yep.
Stay with the Mogulus channel. If you're on the Mogulus channel, don't go anywhere. Yes, you'll see advertisements for about 5 minutes after that.
No, they'll see decaf, because I can reconfigure your machine, and he can still do his thing, and then we just latch in your laptop.
We have to bring it to my laptop, because I've got...
No. We'll use your camera.
Oh.
We'll use yours.
Oh.
We'll use the little one built into your laptop.
I want to use the good one.
Well, that takes, and then there's power to move in there. That's a pain in the ass. This allows us to be completely modular and very unobtrusive.
And by the way, there will be no audio. We'll keep ourselves quiet. All right, so.
No, we'll still, I think we can still keep using the audio from the mic. I don't know. We'll find out.
No, so, because I've got a feed, and it feeds with this.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to turn off the audio from the podcast. Thank you for listening to the Buffer Overrun. We're going to end the hijack. We'll be back in just a moment for some Mogulus video fun.
I love you, Lexi.